Now, back to the biggest story of the day. Manchester United manager, ex-manager David Moyes, was sacked this morning, officially probably last night, if the truth be known. Mm-hmm. Now joining us on the line, Manchester United and England legend, and all the girls, including yourself, Jenny, and Lindy, yeah, who's just spoken to him, are swooning. It's Lee Sharp, everybody. Yay! Hi, Sharpie. How are you, mate?
I'm right, Nick. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. I'm great. So, tell me about this Manchester United thing. Where what do you see? What do you make of it all?
I weren't over keen on the appointment in the first place. I just think you look at someone's track record, and Everton were never really a dynamic team. They were never really great to watch. You never really won anything. So you sort of look at that, and you sort of want to give him time and time to get into the club philosophy, and I just think it was probably the wrong appointment in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, I have to agree with you. You look at people like, you know, that were out there like Mourinho and people at the start of the year. Who would you have given it to? Because obviously, you know Ferguson probably better than anybody. He's a big character to leave the club. Who would you have given it to if it wasn't Moyes back in the day?
I think it depends on what sort of direction you want to take the club. I think if you want a young manager that's up and coming, you look at people like Martinez, who did a great job at Wigan with limited funds. Someone like Pochettino at Southampton has done a great job. Other than that, you've got to go sort of foreign and someone that's experienced at dealing with big players and big competitions and winning trophies. Mourinho might have been a good shout, really, because he'd have got in there, he'd have sort of taken away the sort of Alex Ferguson, if you like, played his own game. He'd have been successful. I know he only stays at clubs for 2 or 3 years generally. But I think he'd have been successful, and then you bring another manager in and you're not following Sir Alex. So
yeah, I kind of think I would be of the opinion as well, if Mourinho had came in last year, he may have stayed longer at somewhere like Manchester United. I know I'm a Manchester United fan, but I just think Manchester United are different. They're just different. So if you're the manager, I mean, who's going to say no to that job now? I mean, there's not very many, do you think?
No, not at all. I totally agree. I think if Mourinho would have gone in, I think he'd have seen the size of the club from the inside and fell in love with the place. It's a massive sort of family club once you're involved in it. And I think he would have stayed longer, but even worst case scenario, if he'd have stayed there 2 or 3 years, he still would have brought some success and sort of squashed the sort of following of Alex Ferguson.
Yeah. How big of an impact do you think this has on the club now in the position they're in? I was listening to Gary Neville saying that over the years of him being there, I'm sure it was the same for you, everything was kept so tight and you know, no secrets were leaked almost. How big of an impact is this for United?
I think it's pretty huge, right? I mean, like, you know, they're not a sacking club. They've had a manager there for 20-odd years and now they've had one for less than 10 months, which is really unusual for the club. So I think it's got to be the next decision that can't be taken lightly. It needs a lot of consideration into who they're going to get, because they can't be seen to be sacking someone else in 12, 18 months. And if they've got, like they say, a lot of money to spend in the summer, they need to make sure it's the right man for the job.
Who would you put your money on, Lee?
A lot of people were mentioning Klopp from Borussia Dortmund, but I think he's sort of a loyal manager and sees out his contracts everywhere he's been.
Yeah.
So I suppose Van Gaal is one of the favourites. But I would say without a doubt, he's going to be a foreign manager now.
Is there no English manager or Scottish or Irish manager out there that is up to this task?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. It is a huge job, and I don't think, you know, it's not just about picking a team at United. It's the whole club you have to run, and it's huge. The responsibilities and the travelling and the worldwide sort of press that you get. It's a huge job, and it's going to take a big man and a big manager to make it successful again.
Yeah, and players wise, I mean, they need a complete overhaul. Would you agree?
I think so. Yeah, I think they obviously need a back four. You've got Pidic, who's leaving. Ferdinand and Evra have not signed new contracts, so I can't see them being there for too much longer. So they need a back four, they need a bit of energy in midfield, and they need a hat full of players, to be honest.
So the glory days at the moment are no more. I'm going to play something now, Lee, quickly. I'm sure you remember this. Have a listen.
not one of my better days, actually.
Feel free to sing along now, Lee. We wouldn't want to hold you back.
Yeah, we couldn't stop you. We've got to stay for the chorus.
Oh, here he goes. Nicky, oh, you should be singing along.
Come
in,
on,
Nicky.
New Reds, come on, New Reds. I tell you what. Is there any?
One. It was.
Yeah, yeah. Both you and I share that, Lee. Is there any of those lads now? I mean, you look at it, Cantona, Robson, Keane. None of those lads up to doing this job, do you think?
I don't know. It's always hard to go back as a former player and manager. I think he could do a good job in the interim. I think he's wise enough and experienced enough to look after the next few games, but probably as a first managerial job is probably a little bit too big for him, unless he takes someone like a Brian Robson to sort of oversee things with him. I'm just not sure that Robbo would probably do a good job, to be honest.
What about Roy Keane?
I think Keane is probably a little bit too aggressive, to be honest. I think he sort of wears his heart on his sleeve a bit too much, and he tends to upset players as quick as anybody. So,
but of some of the performances we've seen from United, do you think some of the lads kind of need that kick in the backside?
I don't know. I don't know whether that sort of management's going out of the game now. You look at the top of the league, and I don't think the managers are really those sort of managers. I don't think Brendan Rodgers is a baller and shouter. I don't think Pellegrini is.
Right. Ferguson was, though, was he?
Yeah, that was well documented that Alex Ferguson was aggressive and he was sort of old school. But even he, I think, calmed down the last few years of his career. So I'm not sure that's the way forward with players now. I think you treat them as adults and make them sort of better players and coach them properly and show that you know what you're talking about from to respect you. And I think it's a different job.
Okay, yeah. No, you've got a point. Well, Lee, I'm going to leave you, but before I go, I want to ask the biggest question of all, because everybody wants to know, do you still do the Sharpie Shuffle?
Only on Sundays, generally.
And can I actually, before we let you go, Lee, I couldn't miss this opportunity to say to you that many moons ago, when I was a lot younger, I used to, I was kind of a bit of an Arthur Daly when it came to, you know, kind of getting a few quid together during the week. And I used to buy Shoot and Match magazine, not because I was into football, but I used to take all the posters of you guys out and I'd bring them into school and sell them to everyone in my class. But the reason I'm telling you this is that I sold them all for 10p. But I always got 20p for a Lee Sharp poster.
Yay! Well, Sharpie, in fairness... sorry, go.
I'll be having some of my cut shortly.
Well, Sharpie, you were... I mean, let's be honest, you were the first kind of David Beckham, if we call it, of football, which I know you're not going to say yes, but you were, weren't you? You did your own fan club.
You might say yes.
I enjoyed myself a little bit, I suppose, and I was more of a fan that played football than sort of a footballer that sort of played, if you like. And I suppose I had a bit of a connection with the fans because I did stupid things like dance around corner flags and get myself told off by the manager a lot.
You always had a bit of a glint in your eye, Lee. That's why we liked you.
Yeah, big smile. Lee, the back flick against Barcelona or the hat-trick in the at Highbury against Arsenal, which stands out most for you?
Probably the back heel against Barcelona, I think.
Yeah.
We'd not been beaten at home in Europe and... they were sort of battering us. We were up against it, and then to score that with about 15-20 minutes to go was especially because it was a packed house at Old Trafford and Barcelona and the whole setting. It was just incredible.
And what people don't know is that when you came to Leeds United, I was actually your boot boy at Leeds United for a couple of years, and you tipped the best. Well, you and Gary Kelly, you were the best tippers in town.
we had to look after you. You did a good job, though. That's the thing.
I remember one Christmas, we all had to sing Christmas songs, the YTS boys. I get up and sang Last Christmas, and people were throwing eggs at me. But when I came off, I was picking eggshell out of my ear, and you and Gary Kelly came up to me and gave me 80 quid each for Christmas.
Wow.
And I'll never forget that.
It's better than my
story.
That was
nice of us. I think we should have given 100, but Kelf was a bit tighter.
All right, Sharpie, listen, thanks a million for your call. Really
no
appreciate
problem,
it.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.